curse. It is grammar I am speaking. This grammar has been traumatized. For those who cannot catch a proper picture of it from reading the Bible, watch your screen.
Moon and stars he went with the Old Testament saints. Oh, what a victorious march that must have been with the real conquerors. After a while, they come in sight of that glorious city. Abraham says to Sarah, come here, honey. And she gets Isaac and comes along.
That's the voice of William Branham.
Isaac gets Jacob, Jacob gets Joseph. And he said, that's that city that Daddy saw, whose builder and maker is God. I walked about on the earth looking for a city to come whose builder and maker was God. And now I'm coming near the gate. Although the great man that they were, they could not conquer it. It taken one to come down to do the conquering. Though Abraham conquered difficult, Isaac and Jacob and Joseph, but there was only one who could conquer sin. That was him, the Lord Jesus. And as they seen the light from the inside the city, and the great pearly gates are shining, Jesus in the forefront, marching on. And the angels begin to sing to the top of the buildings. And they look coming. And the Old Testament saints cried out, open up ye everlasting gates, and be open, and let the King of glory come in, the mighty conqueror. And the angel screamed back and said, who is this King of glory? And the Old Testament saints cried out, the Lord of hosts, mighty in battle. And the gates come open. And he placed at the gate the old rugged cross.
is alive. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at it again. This musician caught it and personalized it, that it was for me. For me. For me. Personalize it. Personalize it. Let's listen to that.
What does the cross of Jesus mean? It's more than songs we sing. Much more than bread and dinner for cheese. But it means I'm free, yes, from the chains of slavery. And the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Oh my, upon the cross my Savior died, the Lamb was crucified. Showed us love that this world had never known.
Make sure you are holding that bread and that cup, please.
So that we might live, love came and died alone. Hallelujah. Well, the cross will always represent the love God had for me.
Don't drop Jesus Christ on the ground. Hold him. You are holding your hand now. Drop Jesus Christ on the ground. Hold him in your hands. Can we stand up? Can everybody be on your feet? Thank you. Please be on your feet. Hold Jesus in your hand. See what happened for your sake. Did it for me. Just for me. For you, it's not for him, it's for you, me, person. How will he allow anything touch me after suffering like this for me? How will he answer my prayers?
Thank you, Jesus, yes, Lord. Came and did just for me. We thank you, Lord, we thank you. Just for me, died on Calvary. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, Jesus came. You did us. We're ever grateful, ever grateful. Say now, just for me. Calvary, hung you upon the tree, oh yes, they did.
can he go through that torture? At the end, he said, it is finished. Then allow any nonsense. Touch those who will come to him. The assurance of the protection that is in Christ. Place one hand on your chest and close your eyes. You will shout, blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me, and shout your name, and keep quiet with your hand on your chest. Yes, Lord. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood. I was going to tell you, shout blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. And I heard, I believe those are angels singing that song. That means God is about to display the power now. I heard in the spirit, there is power. Sing it.
Power, wonder-working power in the Lord.
Jesus Christ, speak for me. Who is this Lord? You will shout blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me very loud and shout your name and keep quiet. It's a mighty one in battle. It's a battle is going to fight for somebody now. 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 Make sure your voice is heard in heaven, on earth, in the kingdom of darkness. Very loud, the loudest you can use your voice. Blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me, shall we go? Shout your name. You will speak for somebody in the marine kingdom. For your release. Speak for somebody in your office for your release. Speak for somebody in here now for your healing, for your breakthrough, for the restoration of the grace of God in your ministry. Very loud, one more time. Especially, you need an instant deliverance here now. You need a touch of God here now. blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me very loud. Shall we go? Shout your name. Let him have his way. Just open your heart. Let him have his way. He sees what we cannot see. For the third time, Father, for the third time, for the third time now, this night, that dove, third time, the Spirit of God is here. And is here for restoration. Your prayer life is down. You don't pray as you used to pray before. Receive restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Every grace that God has given you from today, it shall manifest fully in the name of Jesus. That hand, place it on your head now. A point of contact to your glory. Your hand on your head. If you answer me, amen. Very loud, because today is amen night. It is amen night. The case shall be settled. I am speaking confidently because I am receiving from above that this night is a night of restoration. What do you want God to restore in your life? Open your mouth now and begin to talk to God with your hand on your head. What do you want Him? What do you want Him to restore? Don't keep quiet. Say it. You are anointing everybody. Is that enough? It's what you ask Him to do, He will do. If you keep quiet, He will not do anything. It is what you ask Him to do, He will do. Restore, restore. Restoration night, restore. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout, Lord Jesus Christ, remember me, O Lord. Say it. Say it again. The dove flew this way. Bring her out. Take them out. Bring all of them out. The dove flew this way. Put down your hand and open the hand like you are receiving something. Be in the spirit. The Spirit of God is moving among us. Is it that the sisters have more battle to fight? You be in the spirit. You run away from the angel. You can run more than the angel of God. Father, where is the army you told me about you are raising in this end time to show forth your glory? You mentioned men and women. Where are they all around the world connected to this program now? Where are they? Where are the prophets? Be in the spirit. I'm speaking. I'm calling something to reality. Where are the pastors? Where are those anointed evangelists that will go and uproot? Father, where are they? It's here. Father, anoint them now. Anoint them. Anoint them now. Anoint them now. Some of them are watching me on air. Anoint them now. Anoint them now. Pastors. 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 Where are they? I see Bibles being given to hands. 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 Bible. 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 Evangelists. There is an anointing of evangelism. It is anointing that you will, somebody here, there is an anointing to pull uprooting anointing. God wants to use you to confirm that Jesus is real. A man. Men. See them in our midst. Bring them outside. Receive that power now. A power from above. Power. Power. Receive your own. Receive your own sword now. The anointing that carries fire. It carries fire. To shine the light of the gospel. Two spirits fighting over a man. But God has come to take over his vessel. Bring them outside. Bring those brothers outside. Jesus, may you reign.
May you reign.
Open your hand. The mantle is being given to somebody.
Jesus, may you reign.
How many more? How many more?
You reign and keep my life. Today come and reign.
And reign forevermore.
Yesterday you reign.
Yesterday you reign.
You reign. You reign and keep my life. Today.
And he walked, and he walked, and he saw Andrew, and he saw Peter, and he said, follow me. Follow me. Somebody is receiving that follow me anointing now. Father, who is the person? Under your hand, he said, you will lay a hand upon the sea shall recover. He said, the works of your hand also he will prosper it. That hand needs a special anointing. Open it, don't close the hand. Open it. Open it. Open it. Open the hand. Jesus is passing this way.
This way. This way. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way.
Your expectation will not touch that hand unless that hand is specially consecrated. When that blessing receives, that touches that hand, nothing can take it away from that hand again. Receive that fire, fire of consecration in your hand for you to receive your expectation, somebody. Receive that fire, Holy Ghost! Drop in the spirit, please. Be in the spirit. Somebody, if you know me before, you're not going to know me again. That's the testimony that's coming your way. God is rearranging somebody's life. Rearrange you. Be in the spirit, with a cutoff. He's moving as if he's searching for somebody. Who is the person, Lord? Who is the person? Who is the person? He's passing this way. He's passing. He's passing. And he's passing. And he's passing. Who is the person, Lord? Who again? Catch her. Take her forward. Carry her forward. Who again? Be in the spirit. In the spirit. Get out of her.
This way.
At the back here, be in the spirit, all of you.
Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way today. He's passing. Jesus is passing.
Who is it, Lord? At the back here.
Oh, this way.
The dove. as we're flying at the back here, brothers, get connected.
Jesus is passing this way.
God call you to use you. God call you to use you. A spirit is saying he will not use you. A man here. That you should serve a shrine, Abi. Father, collect your property now. Father, collect your property now. Jesus, collect your property now. The price has been paid. This hand that you open in this atmosphere shall touch your expectation this month in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. Everybody be on your feet. Wherever you are now, take a step away from that place. Forward or sideways. Just one step. I didn't say you should walk. I said just take a step. A step. Wherever you are, somebody, that action of moving away, you are moving away from a frustration. Whoever, somebody, at my word, I am a restoration minister, I'm a deliverance minister. Okay. Now, again, move one step away from where you are. Jesus. Put them out. Please don't close that hand, because the angel of God is dropping something on some hands. Let him finish. Keep it open. Keep it open. The curse that said nothing good will touch that hand, the Lord has broken it in the name of Jesus. That hand will wear your wedding ring, oh sister. Wear your engagement ring. Satan is a liar. He's a liar. And don't battle with him. Just submit yourself. That's all. You're struggling. That's why he's violent with you, somebody. Don't submit yourself. Submit. You have no alternative. Your name is in the book of life. Sister, don't struggle. Don't struggle. If God is not interested in you, he won't come after you. He created you for his pleasure. He created you to show Satan that he has children on earth. That's why he's visiting you. Your eyeglass, spiritually, your eyeglass was removed. Somebody, a new eyeglass is given to you in the spirit. And I know it's a gift of a word of knowledge. That vision you used to see, that stopped. I saw a hand wearing you. Brand new shining eyeglass. Who is it, Lord? Here. Somebody here. On this line, a sister here. They have restored that gift. Bring her out here. Yes. Thank you, Father. That person here. Somebody is running away from fire. Come run, go back. Somebody is running away from fire. Come run, go back. You can't run, go back. You think now, even if you enter inside toilet, he will bring you out here today. It's settling the matter today. Settling the matter today. Settling the matter. Even a man is running away. Even a man is running away. Go enter rain, then drive you come back. You enter rain, they drive you come back. A man. That is one thing with this God. Some want, some no want. The one who want, God no go touch, and the one who no want, then God go they pursue. But they are the ones that suffer the most. God says, come. You will say, I no come. Where are you going? Today, there shall be establishment in the name of Jesus. Answer me. The hand of God is upon me to bless now. From today, your life will move forward in the name of Jesus. Turn and face your back. No problem that follow you to this vigil will follow you home in the name of Jesus. Shout that amen again. Shout that amen again. Today is amen day. Shout that amen again. After today, the spirit of service. Somebody here. Spirit of service to serve God. Anywhere you go, they say you are to serve God. You are to serve God. You don't know what it means, Abby. From today, that person will not know peace again. It's only when you begin to serve God, you begin to have peace. Receive the spirit of service to serve God, everybody, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will serve God with your money. You will serve God with your substance, with your legs, with your hands, with your voice, with the gifts that God has given you as an intercessor, prayer warrior, evangelist, a prophet, a dreamer of dreams. Receive the spirit of service in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, receive it. Be careful when you are bringing them out. Don't bring them out so that they don't disturb those of us who are still in another realm. Turn and face the altar. Please be in the spirit with your hand open. Wherever you are standing, with your hand open. Sister, open your hand. Open your hand. Okay? Turn right with your hand open. Those of you under anointing, leave them. That direction you are facing. You answer me very loud, amen. Your expectation from that direction shall manifest this month in the name of Jesus. Right again. That direction you are facing. Your expectation from that direction of the world shall locate you speedily this month in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. From that direction you are facing, if you answer me, amen, your blessing that you have been expecting, that dream you have been dreaming, waiting every day, that blessing you have been seeing in your dream, this month, he shall locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. right. From that direction you are facing, I am saying what will come to pass, nothing will stop it. From that direction you are facing, that contract you are looking for, that dream you have been dreaming, that vision, that prophecy you received, that seems as if it is delaying. From this direction, anywhere it's in that direction now, before the end of this month, it shall locate you in the name of Jesus. Turn right again. Accident will not, motor accident will not be your portion. I cancel accidents. You in particular, motor accident. Motor accident. A plan of the enemy to cause accident in your life is canceled. Every other person here, it is canceled. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The mark of accident, I remove it. Father, pull her out. Nobody here will die by accident. I say, accident will not be your portion. Accident is accident. Okada accident, motorbike accident, keke accident, motor accident, aircraft accident. Accident by boat in the river and the land, or domestic accident. He shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, including accident in the bathroom, in the bedroom. He shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. A plan of the enemy to reduce somebody here to wheelchair is canceled in Jesus' name. If there is anything the enemy has put in your stomach, place that hand now on your stomach and close your eyes. Starting with you, who have menstrual problem. A young girl has problem with her menstrual flow. Any other sister here? Any brother here? Low sperm count, infection, whatever it is. And that sister, there is something that blocks your menstrual flow, spiritual or medical or physical, whatever it is, or genetical, hereditary, whatever it is, demonic, that hold your reproductive system, receive restoration now in the name of Jesus. Sister, answer me. If you know you have a problem with your menstrual cycle, you are not ovulating, the menstrual cycle has stopped, or you have a problem, it's too painful. When the thing wants to flow or it overflow, that matter is settled today in the name of Jesus Christ. Your womb is loose in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power to bind and to loose, your womb, sister, is loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Any nonsense holding your reproductive system, every man, every woman here, go by fire, go by fire, go by fire. Holy Ghost! Go by fire. Go by fire. Menstrual. Where are they? Oppression. Let the oppression begin now. Oppression. 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 Oppression of the Holy Ghost. Oppression. 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 Oppression of the Holy Ghost. Oppression. Oppression. If you can answer me, fire, your hand is in your womb now. On your womb now. By fire. Whether it is a fibroid, they call it cyst. Whatever they call it, that disturbs your womb, that disturbs your reproductive system. Let it go by fire. Let it go by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let it go by the fire of the Holy Ghost. By special oppression of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire in your stomach. Holy Ghost, fire, 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 fire in your womb. Fire in that womb. Fire is time for deliverance. Environmental sanitation. HIV. Staphylococcus. Malaria, typhoid that refuses to go. Go, 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 now. You can't fail. I want that testimony. I want that testimony, Father. I claim it. I claim the testimony of restoration. Of the sperm count. Of the sperm volume. Of ovulation. Of restoration of the menstrual cycle. Of the removal of that fibroid. Disappear, disappear. Do it, Lord. It's the healing that flow from the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. When he gave up the ghost on the cross of Calvary, concerning every negative matter around you, what did he say? Say very loud. Concerning that sickness, what did he say? Concerning that evil covenant, what did he say? What did he say? Concerning demon husband, what did he say? Concerning eating evil food in a dream, what did he say? I said concerning water spirit, what did he say? Concerning the oppression of marine kingdom against you, what did he say? Concerning poverty, what did he say? Concerning barrenness, what did he say? What did he say? Concerning total freedom, what did he say? It is finished. Clap your hands if you know it is finished.